When Dogs Cry, written by Marcus Zusak and read by Stig Weems. Maybe the best way to describe me that night was by looking again at my brothers. Both of them were in control. Rube in a reckless, no matter what happens, I'll be ready when it comes kind of way. Steve in a there's nothing you can do that's going to hurt me way. My own face focused on many things, but never for too long, remaining eventually on my feet as they travelled across the slightly slanted road. My hair was sticking up. It was curly and ruffled. I wore the same jersey as Rube, only mine was slightly more faded. Old jeans, my spray jacket and boots. I told myself that although I could never look the same as my brothers, I still had something. I had the words in my pocket. Maybe that was what I had. That, and knowing that I've walked the city 1,000 times on my own, and that I could walk these streets with more feeling than anyone, as if I was walking through myself. I'm pretty sure that was what it was, more a feeling than a look. At the Oval, Steve had shots at goal. Rube had shots at goal. I sent the ball back to them. When Steve had a shot, the ball rose up high and kept climbing between the posts. It was clean, ranging, and when it came down, it rushed onto my chest with a complete numbing force. Rube's ball, on the other hand, spun and spiralled low and charging, but also went through the posts each time. They kicked them from everywhere, in front, far out, even past the edges of the field. "Hey, Cam!" Rube yelled at one point. "Come out and have a shot!" "Nah, mate, I'll be right." They made me, though. 20 yards out, 20 yards to the left. I moved in with my heart shuddering. My feet stepped in, I kicked it, and the ball reached for the posts. It curved, spun. Then it collided with the right-hand post and slumped to the grass. Silence. Steve mentioned,
"It was a good shot, Cameron."
And the three of us stood there, in the wet, weeping grass.